and Byron.
Get cash back every time you shop. Cashrewards.com.au.
1019. This is the
Oh, we're very excited to touch base with one of our favourite friends of the show, our favourite comedians. In fact, how exciting is this? Because he has a show, Ross Noble's El Hablador, streaming Saturday the 19th of September. That's this Saturday. Tickets are on sale at ticketek.com.au. So that's the same as seeing Ross live, but obviously not live because we're in these extreme circumstances. And let's touch base and see how he is. Hey, Ross.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, Ross, how are you going? We haven't touched base. What? How's lockdown for you?
Well, what's funny, right, is when I just spoke to your producer, and what she meant to say to me was, are you also in the Victorian danger zone? I think that's the general thing. And but she just, I literally, she just went, I just need to ask Ross, what state are you in? And I thought, well, that's a rude question for somebody who's just been out of bed. And also, you know, what state are you in? How do you think I am? Look at me. What was that song you just played? That woke me up.
That was a banger.
That's a good song,
yeah,
isn't it?
That was an absolute banger. It's hot at the moment, Ross.
Do you have a name for it?
Yeah. I'm just working on it.
Because
we love it. We're really into it. And it was Joel Corry called Head and Heart featuring MNEK. So get yourself around that one.
There we go. I'm going to use that the next time. If I have any sort of cardiac arrhythmia, I recommend anyone, if you're at your doctor's and they go, what's happening internally there? Just literally start going, oh, my heart goes boom, chicka, boom, 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 can you just pause it a second? Right,
sure.
Right. Get ready to play that, right?
Okay.
I'll be the doctor, right? Have this ready on your phone. Go to the doctor and just ask, so I'll be the doctor. And can you just describe your cardiac situation at the minute? Yeah, that's and then, what about this? Get ready to play it again. Get ready to play it again. Medical drama, right? Oh my god, he's crashing. Clear! Boom! Now.
So many uses.
I've never heard that song before, but it's going to be in my head now and my heart.
Yay!
You should play that before you stream on Saturday night, just so everyone's waiting in the room before you come out.
You know what I might do? The idea of this show on Saturday is it was a special that I recorded before the world ended, and it's got real people live. It was a show filmed up in Sydney, so you could watch the show. But I'll be coming on at the start at 8 o'clock. I'm going to come on and I'm going to do an introduction for the thing live, and then we play the special, and then I'll do a Q&A afterwards, like a live Q&A. And that, you know what I'm like. That could be several hours of entertainment.
Why do you call yourself El Hablador?
It means the storyteller. But to be honest with you, when I come up with a name for it, I just thought that sounds quite cool. And then I realised I'd have to justify myself. The content of the show has nothing to do with El Hablador. But you know, it looks cool and it sounds cool, and that's all that matters. I guarantee that when you watch it, you laugh so much, your heart will go.
You're going to need that hook for the show on Saturday night.
God, it's the speed of the fingers. That's why the speed of the fingers. I love it.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you.
I love it. Hey, Ross, I mean, are you climbing the walls? As a comedian who and you love a chat, is it hard? Are you driving the kids mad?
I would argue my kids are already mad. I did not say that. Hopefully they're not listening in the other room. Well, you know what? I'm really lucky because, like, you know, we've got a bit of land, you know, so we sort of we're able to, you know, the lockdown situation for me is not quite as, apart from, like, you know, not having a job and that, which is a big thing. But so I can kind of cruise around, and I basically what I've realised is that I thought we lived on a farm what we actually, I've basically built a compound. That's the situation. It's like those people in America, you know, like when the FBI turns up to try and work out what they're up to in there. So yeah, I'm just I don't mind it so much, you know. I'm just sort of I'm cruising about, and
spend a lot of time in that shed.
Oh God, yeah, my bunker. Yeah, I love it.
You love your bunker. Yeah.
I do. I mean, the only thing is that what I've realised with the whole homeschooling and stuff is the fact that the kids just want to get the work done, and I either am unable to help, or when I do help, it goes from, hey, let's just do this as a small project, to let's build this on a grand scale. So it's a bit like they get their work through and then just go, oh God, Dad's going to try and build some sort of tower, you know, so... It's all fine, though.
Oh, look, we're glad. It is a farm in regional Victoria. I think the restrictions have eased where you are. I think that's what our producer was trying to get at.
No, he's in. Oh, he's
no.
Not,
no, he's no, not at all. No. So we live down on the Mornington Peninsula. And so to get this right. So where we live, there's only one shop within 5 kilometres, right? There's only fields, right? Fields and paddocks within 5 kilometres of where we are. And there's less cases than there are down. Not that I'm bitter. There's less cases than there are down on the other side, and yet we're still classed as Melbourne itself, you know. So go and figure that out. But luckily, you know, I'm not going to start complaining because we're so deserted around here. There's no one to complain.
Hey, don't worry. We're all coming. School holidays are coming. We're all coming down the peninsula, brother.
Apparently we're not. Apparently that's not going to be allowed. Ross El Hablador, this Saturday night, tickets on sale, tickettech.com.au. Any more uses for your favourite song hook?
Oh, yeah. So that's a thing of it. Oh, my God. I'm a crazy mad scientist. I have taken the heart of a baboon and placed it into the body of a man. And soon my creature will rise. The lightning strikes. Throw the switch.
Nuts. There he goes. Ross Noble on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
One of the upsides that you may not have thought about with lockdown is it is stopping people coming over to your house if you don't like
so
it.
Good.
And there are some people that genuinely like to be in their home and know that they've shut the outside world and they are in their sanctuary. And people who love a drop-in have definitely had their abilities and their superpowers for the drop-in. They've lost that ability. And we spoke the other day to Helen. Now, Helen was great. She rang our show because we were talking about when friends ask you to take something off social media. And her sister-in-law wanted her to take down a family photo, which I actually thought was a bit rough. Like, if it's a family photo, surely you can put that up. And anyway, the conversation went in a different area, and let's relive that.
Yeah, she revealed she's a bit of a dropper-innerer.
You can't go to her house without ringing first, not even for a coffee. Oh. You have to ring her first.
That's fairly standard, isn't it?
I mean, it's just a lovely family photo.
You probably mentioned you're on your way.
I can't, if I'm passing by, I can't just drop in.
I don't like a dropper-innerer, Boxy. I'm not a dropper-innerer.
I'm very similar. Do you have do your social circle know that you don't like drop-ins? Because I imagine a lot of food blokes would like a drop-in.
Yeah, I don't think they do. But what I will do, so when I lived in the country, Boxy, when I lived at Yarrawonga, I think it's a country thing just to lob on someone's doorstep and stay for hours because they used to just walk in when I'd be on the couch. I'd be like, what the hell? They'd walk in. I'd be at the pub having a punt and a pot and a palmer. And I'd go home and there'd be people in my house. They'd just sit on the couch. Like, it's full on. I'm like, what is happening here? I think it's just an open door to everyone. But if someone texts me, just say it was Byron. It was Byron. Yeah. I probably wouldn't do this, but I'd let him in. But he'd text me and say, hey, mate, I'm just around the corner. I'm going to pop in. Yeah. So I just wouldn't write back for like 20 minutes because if they're around the corner, they're not going to wait. Then they'll go, oh man, I was just on the, I was in the shower. Yeah, no worry. Oh, don't worry, man. I've already left. Oh, then next time.
So that's good to know. That's good for people who know you to hear that.
See, yeah, well, they can't do it now because they can't go to people's house.
If the doorbell rings, but this has really changed with deliveries because now when you're doing so much online shopping, but I've sort of stopped it lately, but I hate drop-ins so much that when the doorbell rings, if Trixie's running around playing and screaming, I like Trish, duck, duck. Don't go to the windows. Don't go to the windows. Like, I don't want people to know we're home. And I've got a security camera.
Right.
But if you could see a shadow, if I go to it, you can see the shadow of me through a glass window. So I sort of have to do a commando crawl to this camera to have a look at who's out the front.
Jeez. That's really
elaborate.
That's going to a huge length.
30, 10, 60, we may be alone in this. Are there people out there who love a drop-in? Do they miss the days of the drop-in? Because I do think we're not as social as we were, say, in our grandparents' time. I remember my grandparents were always had people at their houses just dropping in. I think dropping in was, well, think about it. They were the generations that were introduced to a telephone. So a lot of them didn't even have them when they were growing up.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a telephone boxy now. Because we talk about the old days, they didn't have to, so they did do that. But now, some people might.
There's no excuse.
There's no excuse. But the thing is, like, sometimes I might not feel like I want anyone to come around. So just send a text, hey, bro. I'm popping around. You either say yes or no, but if you just lob and that person's not feeling good, you get around and then they feel awkward. Oh, geez, I shouldn't have done that. It's just too awkward. Just
surely
text.
Not. I doubt we'll get calls because people don't even call. Like, people just text. They don't even make a phone call anymore. So I don't think anyone's dropping in anymore. I don't think it's happening.
Oh, well, let's find out. 13, 10, 6. Yeah. Well, it's definitely not happening now, but maybe people were doing it before the restrictions came in.
Yes, absolutely. 13, 10, 60 is a number here at The Fox.
1019, The Fox.
Where you're talking about the drop-in, we spoke to Helen on our show the other day who loves the drop-in and her sister-in-law doesn't. But it is an interesting concept and I think it is a dying art, the drop-in, because as we said, now with phones and mobiles, there's no excuse not to give someone the heads up before you lob on their doorstep. But Big J in Ocean Grove, hi Big J.
Yeah, g'day guys, how you going?
Yeah, great. Big J, are you a fan of the drop-in?
Oh, yeah, I love just rocking up unannounced and seeing the look on people's faces when they haven't seen me in like 4 or 5 years. They're like, oh, did you escape from that bloody mental ward again?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I might call the cops, just me.
Good on you, Jay.
I love it when people like rock up. It's nice to see people when you haven't seen them in a while unannounced. It's a nice surprise.
Okay.
Do you know what, actually, Jay, there is something in that, Fev. We often talk about, oh, catch up soon, catch up soon. I've got that with a lot of my girlfriends. We go, oh, we've got to catch up soon. But when you actually just do it, because you go, actually, this morning I'm free, you know what? And that, you know, like that would mean you would see friends more often.
and then the pervert comes back and goes, oh, I'll be busy today.
We're lazier now. Like, I just think when we used to be more spontaneous and go, you know what? I've got an hour. I might just drop in on so-and-so.
But I would love that. Like today, if the doorbell rang and it was either mum or dad at the door, I'd love that. I haven't seen them for...
It'd be great, wouldn't it? I was just thinking...
I would love that.
Is Big J in...
Anyone else know?
Ocean Grove? I think the restrictions have eased in. Have we not had... Jay, I think, can visit... Yeah, you can visit. You can keep doing that now, Jay.
They haven't
let him... I've been doing it anyway, so...
Well, no, I don't say that. No, you haven't.
Jay, when he's out on the day release, they don't let him out.
Jay, that wasn't his real name. Push on.
Connie in South Morang. Hi, Connie.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Connie. Now, you are similar to Fev and I. You don't like a drop-in?
No, I don't. When I first got married, my father would come to visit us and come through the back door and come in. And one day he came in while I was making love with my husband.
No, thank you.
What are you doing?
Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Thanks for your call, Connie.
1019, The Fox.
Now, guys, I wasn't here on Tuesday, but Husey was. And you discussed with him one of the pitfalls about being a celebrity in this new world where we have to wear masks.
You know what else I'm missing with the masks? I'm missing being recognised as I walk down the street. You know? It's just killing me.
And
I was about to say, Broxy, we didn't bring it up. I think it was him that brought it up.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, it's a real leveller, isn't it? Masks. I mean, imagine how Hollywood's going at the moment. That those people love that sort of attention. There are celebrities that crave paparazzi action and love to be photographed and for people to go, oh, look who it is off that show. Or they wouldn't be getting any, because if you put a mask on, there's a little bit of, I think that, oh, I don't know, it's hard to tell.
So I love the mask, Boxy, because I hate my chin. And I cover that all gets covered. And I've got great eyes, so I'm
on. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's going to take a bit more than a mask not to recognise you. in a very positive way. You're fair. You're more than your chin.
Distinctive
believe me.
Features. Yeah.
Very distinctive features. That haircut for one is going to be a real giveaway. But Byron, when you pop that mask on,
yeah, so it covers it half on. Your face, right? Yeah. So like, here's a mask on, like. Unrecognisable. Absolutely.
I agree.
Who is that guy? You know what I mean? Like, wow.
If you took your hat off, people would be going, oh my God.
Okay. Actually,
they wouldn't even know.
If I took my hat off, I'm wore a mask.
Because your hat. Oh God.
Who's that guy? Like, who the hell's he? I know this is all very visual if you're driving.
You look a bit like that. Who's that guy off Harry Potter?
Dumbledore.
Hang on.
Voldemort.
That's a disgusting thing to say to somebody.
Really?
Do you know who he looks like?
Just from here.
He scares children. He's horrific.
It looks like a person like Robert De Niro shaved his head.
What?
Like that's like an
Robert
old,
De Niro's
like
about 80.
It's also got a bit of the Hannibal Lecter about it.
We've all had that fun. I'm taking the mask off and putting my hat back on.
You know when he had that thing over his face?
Now it's just getting insulting. Okay. there we go.
Oh, there he's back. He's back.
I'm back. There.
13, 10, 60. It'd be interesting to find out, who did you think you saw? Maybe you're not sure. You think you saw someone in the supermarket. You think you saw a famous person.
Who?
I reckon I thought I saw on a rival radio station, Christian McDonald the other day, walking right near my
shop.
Yeah, McDonald.
No, O'Connell.
But you would, because you live near each other. I think you've seen him before.
Yeah, but I think it was him. But he had a mask on. I wasn't quite sure if it was him. I couldn't tell.
Okay.
See, I think eyes are pretty distinctive.
And that other guy that works in radio.
What other guy? Who are you talking about?
PJ and Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, Jace.
I saw him.
Did you see Jace?
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, I could tell by his eyes. And he gave me nothing, like donuts.
But maybe he didn't recognise you.
Mate.
Oh, sorry. I just said no.
You said. You just, mate, contradicting yourself. Jesus.
I was trying to be polite.
Here's one. Guys, here's one. Leon, our producer, believes that he thinks he saw someone behind their mask.
I reckon I saw 70s singer Leo Sayer at the Coles on Smith Street the other day.
Does Leo Sayer even live in Melbourne?
He had the same afro as him.
Okay, that's just a guy with big hair. I don't think that's Leo Sayer. We've got a jingle for this one, guys. Oh, this would be fun. So you don't need to be 100% certain, Fifi. You just think you might have seen a celebrity behind the mask, but you're not quite sure.
Hey, that just reminded me of Leon's jingo. You know when you see a celebrity in a car and that really is that, and you're almost like, you know, you can have a car accident because you go, that's Nat Bass. I'm sure it is.
Well, separate segment, who did you see in a car?
Sorry.
Was there someone you thought you saw in a car?
No. I just feel like I've seen them over the years and gone, I think that's somebody.
Quick one, guys, but we'll go to a break.
I thought this person, Byron, was like Beyonce, but then they took the mask off and it was some chick called, what's her name?
What?
Oh, I've forgotten her name.
Well, Beyonce doesn't live in Melbourne. Why would you think you saw Beyonce? God, what are you talking about?
I just literally had a brain freeze.
Okay.
Were you working into a singer. Joke, though? Because I feel
the masked singer. I keep saying Judith.
Kate Miller-Hyde, Katie Noonan.
No. Katie Noonan! No, God, that would have been so funny if I nailed it.
Where was the Beyonce time?
I don't understand.
Because she had a mask on, but then she took it off.
Quickly.
And it wasn't. It was just someone called. Yeah.
Sam has called us from Ferntree Gully. We've already got the ball rolling here, Fief. Someone that Sam thinks that she saw, or he saw.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Who do you think you saw in a mask?
Well, I was at my local Woolworths a couple of weeks ago in Ferntree Gully, and this guy walks past me. I looked at him, and I go to him, "Do you get that often?" And he goes, "No, because I am him." It was Brett Sutton.
Oh, wow. The man of the hour.
100% him. Then I was just chatting for him in a bit. But yeah, just the way I looked at him, I thought, and then when he goes, it is me. I go, okay.
It is actually Brett Sutton. Wow. He'd have to have a mask on, wouldn't he? I mean,
that's so true. Actually, Fev, do you get that? It's one of the funniest ones you get when you have a public profile, people saying, you know what? I bet you hear this often. You look just like Brendan Favola. Do you ever get that?
I was just having a time out.
Oh, sorry, he had to get his headphones
off. Failed gag.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Blogs and chat rooms where parents talk about their parenting techniques. I've never been in them, but it doesn't sound like a lot of fun because you can have an opinion and then you just get torn apart, which is really sad reflection
like social
on
media.
Social media. Yeah.
But, basically social media.
One mum has urged parents on one of these platforms to stop tickling their children. Her views, they were shared, and obviously a lot of people fired up about it. She said that it's because it's teaching children that people can just touch their bodies and tickle them without their consent, essentially. So she was saying that if a child doesn't like it or says stop. And anyway, it has divided social media. A lot of people probably think differently about this. Look, I certainly don't think a stranger should tickle your child. That's outrageous.
I think that most would agree with that.
But I'm in a bit of a dilemma because I'm a tickler.
And I'm a tickler.
I'm a tickler.
And how would you go if Trixie, like I rocked up and I was like, hey, and I tickled Trixie, you'd be fine with that.
You're not
you?
A stranger. Yeah,
yeah, I know,
absolutely.
But you'd be fine. Like, that's the way that you like communicate with kids, and the kids do it back to you, and then you go back, and then bang, you got a bond.
Yeah, I think, and she's grown up with it because I'm a massive tickler. And I do it with Daisy at the moment. I know her tickle spots. I get into it. But the problem is it's sort of reversed that so now Trixie's 7. And now she's a tickler, but I hate being tickled. And I'm so ticklish, Fev. I don't know if you know this about me. You do. If you come near me, I'll flinch because
all scared.
Fev, you've never tickled. You've never actually tickled Fev. Can you stop pretending?
No, but I'm saying when I go near her, and she'll go, and I'm like, what the hell? That was three years ago when we used to see each other all the time.
Yeah,
right, before all this, yeah.
No, I'm like a whole new level of ticklish that Trixie doesn't understand. So she'll like sneak up at me and just like try to tickle me under the chin. And I lash
that's
out.
Cute.
No, I know it's cute, Fev, but I have a physical reaction where I have accidentally knocked her backwards because I'm like, it's a.
Jeez.
It's a, what do you call it? A reaction I can't control, an uncontrollable defense. Mm. So anyway, now we're just in this standoff, her and I tickling each other. So I'm sort of regretting it.
Yeah, I'm not much of a tickler.
Really?
I tickle Tobes a little bit, but once they get a bit older, I won't go tickle. Go to tickle Mia just to really pee her off because she hates it. Like, she hates her feet being touched. So I'd be like, ooh, get away. And she kicks me like full on.
Maybe that's because you told her she had ugly feet.
Yeah. I get the strap out and they
okay.
Stop.
He doesn't.
As soon as the strap comes out,
no.
That's it. Oh, Dad, no worries.
He's joking.
See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101.9. This is the